Situation. You are Jess Chow, and you work as an assistant to Mr. Kwon in a small advertising agency, Ads for You, which does work for local companies. Your particular job is to work on projects for those companies which target the English-speaking community. Your work for today is to complete 3 tasks for the company. You will listen to the recording of a meeting between yourself, Mr. Kwon, and Ms. Tam, a senior employee. They will be discussing the tasks you are to complete. These comprise the preparation for the company's website of some information on happy customers and successful projects. They are to be prepared in 2 formats. One, in table form, and the second as a short piece of continuous writing. The third task is to write a short speech defending the advertising industry. While you listen, write the necessary notes on what is said on data file 1. Remember to take your notes on pages 2 to 4 of the data file, but write all your final answers in the question and answer book. Work in the data file will not be marked. Before the recording is played, you will have 5 minutes to study the question-answer paper and the data file to familiarize yourself with the situation and the tasks. Complete the tasks by following the instructions in the question-answer paper, the data file, and on the recording. You now have 5 minutes to familiarize yourself with tasks 1 to 3 in the question-answer paper and the data file. The recording is about to begin. Turn to page 2 of the data file. You are going to hear instructions about 2 different ways of presenting information on successful advertising projects the company has worked on. The discussion then moves on to ideas for a short speech defending advertising, which Miss Tam is going to give. Use the note sheet on page 2 of the data file. The rest of the information you need can be found in the data file.
Another day and new tasks for us all. I'm lunching with the owner of a chain of beauty shops today. She's very dissatisfied with their advertising at present, so there may be a chance of a big contract there.
Good. Be as charming as you can.
I will. I hope you'll be finalising the details for those shampoo commercials.
Yes, no lunch for me, I'm afraid.
And you'll be busy too, Jess, with the jobs I mentioned in the email I sent you. So let's start our meeting on those.
I'm all ready, Mr. Kwan.
Well, first is the new idea for our website. As I wrote, I have got permission from a number of our customers to put some information about them and their relationship with us on our website to encourage new customers. There are 2 possible ways of doing this. The first is a sort of form. Here's a copy, Jess.
Thank you.
We can give you a lot of the information now, and the rest you will have to find from this folder.
Right, I'm ready to start.
The first customer is Zoe Roberts. And Zoe Roberts runs a bakery, and it's called...
Home of the Organic. Capital O-R-G-A-N-I. C. Sounds a bit strange, but the point is all the ingredients they use are grown organically.
And this bakery is in Chartin.
The next box is service given. That means the service we have provided to the customer. In the case of Zoe Roberts, we provided a marketing plan and then make annual assessments.
So I write marketing plan and annual assessment? And I start with a capital?
Yes to both questions. It'll look neater that way.
Signs of success. You'll have to be careful about this. It must be something we can claim some part in. We can claim we helped the bakery to become popular and successful. But we cannot, for instance, say a Best Bread Award is anything to do with us. We don't do any of the baking. Now, for this case, the shop was voted Best Bakery by the readers of the Hong Kong Food magazine. That's pretty general, so we can put that as a sign of success we are a part of.
Voted Best Bakery by the readers of the Hong Kong Food magazine.
Good. And their sales figures are good, so please summarise them in words.
And finally, find something they have said about us that is full of praise. Take a sentence out of one of their letters or email messages.
Yes, I understand.
Next is a husband and wife team. Henry and Emma Lewis. Henry and Emma Lewis. L-E-W-I-S.
The owners of Table Manners.
And Table Manners is a European restaurant.
And it is located in Taikoo Shing.
Taikoo Shing.
And the service we give them is our complete control package, which means they let us do everything and have complete control over marketing and advertising.
And the other bits you'll have to find in the folder.
The third case is the dog kennels.
Dog kennels?
Yes, a place where you can leave your dog while you are away. I can't remember much about it, actually.
Nor I, but I'm sure you can find the information.
So we come to the final one, passion for shoes. I can never remember the lady's name. Bernadette something, I think.
Passion for Shoes is a very high-class ladies' shoe shop.
So you can guess it has to be somewhere with ladies with money, and in this case, That is Repulse Bay.
It's a beautiful shop.
With beautiful prices. Anyway, Jess can finish that. And then we come to the other alternative. I gave you notes on what we need in yesterday's email. It's really the same information as in the table, but told as a sort of story.
Yes, I have read your instructions.
Mr. Kwon asked me to select a suitable client, so I have chosen Daisy White.
I need to copy this down, do I?
Yes, please. Daisy White. She sells jewellery. She moved shop from Aberdeen to Wan Chai and asked us to do an advertising campaign for her new place.
Daisy White. Jewellery. From Aberdeen to Wan Chai. An advertising campaign for her new place. Does the shop have a name?
Oh, yes, sorry. Shining Bright. She makes the jewellery as well as sells it.
Shining Bright.
Yes. We thought about potential customers and how to tell them about her shop. So we arranged the campaign and it worked very well.
Thought about potential customers and how to tell them about her shop. Arranged a campaign which worked very well.
Very. A 180% increase in sales.
Wow, that is a lot.
And the number of repeat customers has trebled.
Trebled? She must be very happy.
Yes. Here's the quote you can use. Of course, I expected an increase in sales.
Of course, I expected an increase in sales.
But never dreamed of how big it would be. It doesn't have to be exactly right.
Okay. But never dreamed of how big it would be.
Okay. If you have got all that, we'd better move on. As Mr. Kwon has told you, I'd like you to write me a very short speech about advertising. My sister's a teacher, and she's running a series of discussions on controversial businesses. A representative is invited to give a short defence of their business, and then the students ask questions and discuss the issue. Last week, she had someone from the fast food industry defending it against charges of damaging people's health. And she wants me next week.
You want me to start by saying what advertising is criticised for?
Yes. For example, we are accused of encouraging greed by making people want all sorts of products and services.
There you are. You can use Mr. Kwon's example and find a few more. Here's a file of bits and pieces I've put together to help you.
Thanks. Then I need lots of good points about adverts.
That shouldn't be difficult. Think of the information they give you. Without adverts, people wouldn't know about all the wonderful meals available, fabulous new high-tech products, gorgeous holidays, and so on.
We get information about products from ads and about other things. Should I give examples of the other things?
Yes, like information about diet from food products.
Yes, I always read all that. Even Dad was telling me about omega-3 in salmon at dinner yesterday.
See, we do a useful job.
And advertising pays for many free services.
Yes, free services. Good. Give a few examples.
Some television stations.
Yes, all over the place advertising allows free viewing.
Yes, and internet search engines. No one would like to pay every time they do a search for information.
And social network sites. I certainly would use them far less if I had to pay. Anyway, that'll be enough examples to make the point.
I can see I will have to be brief. There is a lot to include.
And wouldn't our streets be dull without advertising? All the attractive posters, shop signs and neon lights at night, advertising makes our streets colourful.
Then I need to argue against some common misunderstandings about advertising.
Well, some people say the adverts are a nuisance.
That's a rather trivial point. I don't think we need to mention it.
Well, make the point that advertising doesn't make people buy things. That's one of the common criticisms of advertising, and I think it is false.
Oh, I thought that was its point.
I mean make in a strong sense. Adverts don't work unless you already want something. If you aren't at all thirsty or it's a cold day, you won't be interested in my sign saying delicious iced tea available here, cooling and refreshing. It won't make you want an iced tea. But if you are hot and thirsty, it will attract you and I'll make a sale.
So it's unfair to say advertisers make people buy what they don't want. If you aren't interested in a certain sport, you won't be interested in an ad for equipment for it.
Can I use the sport example?
Yes, but please choose an actual sport and piece of equipment for the speech rather than be general.
Can I just go back for a moment to positive points, Miss Tam? I've had a thought. Can I say advertising increases demand and that's a good thing?
Well, when it's true, that's certainly good for the companies. But I think for my talk, I need to show advertising is good for everyone.
Well, increased demand means more production, and the more you produce of a product, the cheaper it becomes. So that's the benefit to the public.
Yes, that's true. Better sales usually lead to lower prices. New products are often expensive, but once they become popular and companies produce millions, the prices really come down.
So we can say advertising is part of that process?
Indeed. Very good.
Well, I really must be off now and you both have lots to do. Look carefully through the file we've given you and find some more points.
Yes, sir. I'll get right on with my three tasks.
This is the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete tasks 1 to 3.